This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You cannot fight that which you cannot see. But the question becomes, are we blind? Everywhere you look, there's some sort of talk of war. You got a few military academics out there will tell you that World War III began sometime between 9/11 and Obama's decision to use the international banking system to freeze out nations deemed insufficiently compliant with the West's brand of globalism. And the more that Washington and London and Brussels insist that the rules-based international order empowers Western officials to confiscate foreign assets or be disruptive in currency transactions whenever target nations refuse to do what we demand, the faster the adversaries, such as China and Russia, have worked to build financial institutions way beyond our control. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan had a whole bunch of players. Islamic militants came from Africa and Europe and Asia and across the Middle East. You had armed brokers from China, Russia, and South America, narco states that made money just out of the conflict itself. And after the Taliban ended heroin production in Afghanistan, opium poppy cultivation spiked with the arrival of American troops. And since 2001, Afghanistan has, they have dominated the global market. They supply more than 90% of the world's heroin. My, my. A lot of that heroin made its way back into the United States. While that's going on, you have American pharmaceuticals that are hooking millions of Americans here on legalized opioids and stepping in to take advantage of the growing addiction to illegal heroin and legal pain medication. China partnered with Central and South America, and thus begins the fentanyl flood. China is using the drug trade to weaken the United States. It's one of those things where you're constantly in a fight trying to undo things that should have happened in the first place. We don't know how many illegal aliens from China are now here in the United States. But they're doing more than just spying on rural military bases. Every time you see an industrial factory or food production warehouse go splody, you should be wondering whether the incident was an accident or something else. Every time a cellular phone network gets hacked. Or you hear another financial institution saying, we had millions and millions of people, and we've lost their records. You should understand that for those kind of things to happen, this is a form of hybrid warfare. You have human traffickers assisting the covert movements of America's most formidable enemies. The people are here now. The personnel are here already. And hybrid warfare could turn into something kinetic really quick. Now, Trump and Hegseth are hunting down drug boats in international waters. And killing them seems reasonable. But what else is going on? Because Venezuela holds the world's largest proven oil reserve. They have oil worth $15 trillion. And when Chavez nationalized that industry, he stole hundreds of billions of dollars in infrastructure from American companies. Do you think there might be a few people in Washington who believe it's time to collect damages plus interest? And ever since Venezuela swung hard towards Chavez's economy-crippling socialism, Russia and China keep getting on our front porch. They offer Venezuela scientific expertise and infrastructure in exchange for cheap energy and space for their espionage and military forces. Russia and China are forward positioned there. Should our proxy war in Ukraine transform into a head-to-head conflict between Russia and the United States, it would be very important for us to control everything from the Florida Keys to northern South America. If China follows through on its threats to invade Taiwan, it will also use their Venezuelan assets, alliances with the narco-terrorists, and the hibernating Chinese agents already here to critically attack everything we've got. All of our infrastructure, all of our communications, it will be a very chaotic moment. So while we're sitting here and we're talking about certain things, you got to know that we already have enemies staging in Venezuela. The Venezuelan government has also spent the last 25 years cultivating ties with Hezbollah and other Iran-backed terrorist groups. And the Islamic terrorists and the narco-terrorists, they share intel and weapon systems and logistical expertise and banking resources. Zero Hedge noted that the U.S. military began blowing up the Venezuelan drug boats within weeks of launching attacks on the Iranian nuclear facilities. And there is credible evidence to suggest that Iran has been attempting to use Venezuela's smuggling networks to infiltrate us with terrorist operatives. So what looks like a war on drugs may very well be a war on Islamic terrorists. But either way, control over Venezuela becomes critical. Now, while we're working to secure our borders and, you know, the local neighborhood, and Western authorities keep on vilifying Russia for attempting to do the same with regard to Ukraine. Ukraine, for decades, was known as being irredeemably corrupt. And ever since the Western-backed coup d'etat in 2014 and Russia's renewed interest in Ukraine's Russian-speaking eastern territories, they hailed Ukraine's authoritarian government as Europe's front line in the defense of democracy. It doesn't matter to them that Ukraine banned, well, all but banned, political dissent, free speech, religious freedom, or that President Zelensky has remained in office 18 months beyond the end of his elected term. So, here we are across the West. Nobody knows what's real anymore. Western governments accuse their geopolitical enemies of using social media to sow bad information. At the same time, Western governments direct information warfare against their own citizens. Antifa terrorists riot against capitalism. Western capitalists bankroll Antifa's mayhem. Big Pharma makes money by making sure everyone is sick. Big Tech defends free speech while they censor online accounts. Big banks defend free markets while offshoring industries and inflating paper currencies. Western politicians divide the world into democracies and dictatorships while they monitor all electronic communications, and they're pushing for vaccine passports. Are we at war with a foreign nation, or are we at war with ourselves? And both of it seems to be true to me. And the way they subjugate will be when they get us to drink this deadly cocktail of fear and chaos. Looking internally, though, at the Democrats, it's going nearly as good for them as it is for all of us at large. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. All right, so we start out with that big worldview, and now we're going to zoom in a little bit. Looking at the Democrats, I keep seeing the same thing over and over again, how the GOP is going to fumble, but the Democrats, they have internal problems that give the GOP a little bit more of a wiggle room there. See, the 2024 victory, okay, yeah, that was great, it was wonderful. It was more than that. It was seismic. This caused an existential reckoning to get rolled into motion. Between 2020 and 2024, Democrats lost 2.1 million registered voters across 30 states. Republicans gained 2.4. And they erased a once commanding 11-point advantage. The Republicans won every battleground state. Trump won every battleground state out there, right? Democrat favorability has cratered to the lowest in decades. 54% views the party negatively. Only 11% of independents find them to be have a positive view about them. And there's this fraction born of the hubris that they bring to the table every day, the cultural overreach, and, you know, they've gone from being a party of the claimed, okay? They've gone from being the party of the claimed working class roots to now being quite elite. They're very, very elite about things. Their spiral into irrelevance, which sounds like a Nine Inch Nail album to me, but their spinal into irrelevance is poetic to me. The ones that used to talk about American grit now lecture you from ivory towers, and they are alienating the very people they pretend to uplift, and they don't know how to stop doing that. that's the worst part. They don't know how to stop doing that. Democrats have jettisoned the blue-collar workers for white-collar suburbanites and blue-haired LGBTQ pluses. All of them well-heeled elitists, right? And they're betting on demographic destiny because they read it somewhere, like in the emerging Democratic majority. That, of course, failed spectacularly. In 2024, Kamala Harris lost ground among black men, Hispanics, and even women, while non-voters wrote for Trump, 52% to 38%. Young men, once a progressive stronghold, defected en masse. By 2023, young women outpaced them by 18 points in party loyalty in the Democrats. Part of the problem is that they exist in an echo chamber. They really don't understand the nature of what they're doing to themselves. They get out there and they police ideologically what's going on, and they'll kick out dissenters like data analyst David Shore, and they purge him for noting that nonviolent protests hurt electoral chances. Then you have the consultant class where they're, and I mean, Consultants are the worst. They really are. And if you're a consultant and you're listening to this and you don't feel like it applies to you, just know that you're the worst. You have scripted platitudes and purity tests, and that only deepens the chasm. When you know, if somebody gives somebody advice, it's talk plainly to constituents. The consultants groan out loud. Now, all of this progressivism stuff repels normal people by fixating on speaker identity over substance and inflating every skirmish into the apocalypse. And what do the Democrats have for this? Well, they have a 35-year low in popularity, 63% unfavorable views per the Wall Street Journal, and a brand synonymous with being out of touch and woke and weak. In Missouri, voters endorse Democrat policies like minimum wage hikes and abortion rights, yet loathe the party itself, proving that ideology isn't an issue. It's how you execute it that counts. And then the thing most telling is their lack of self-awareness. They are very blind to their own festering wounds. And you saw that in the 2024 Chicago convention, a sanitized spectacle. And you had three tabooed topics that loomed large: institutional racism, DEI and transgender rights, and immigration chaos. They tiptoed around slavery's legacy and the defund the police themes, and featuring a backlash of the voters wary of all those equity mandates and, you know, transgender issues, you know, amid GOP restrictions on youth gender care, got zero stage time, even as polls show 68% of opposing puberty blockers for preteens. On the text line, I'm being asked, has anybody been talking about the Dominion voting machines being sold to a GOP company? Yes, I did when it happened. And that's also that whole thing with the Dominion thing. That is also a symptom of what's going wrong with the Democrats. So the GOP's Trumpish populism, which is very raw and unfiltered and very focused on just people, exposes the Democrat madness. And if they were to actually listen to these lessons, they would probably get somewhere, but they're not going to. And as the clock is ticking towards the 2026 midterms, the Democrats are learning, they're running out of time to listen, learn, and adapt. And they do that at their own peril. I oppose mass Muslim immigration, and I'm going to explain why you should too. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Do you want to know the difference between Islam and, say, the Baptists? See, Islam brings with it its own monetary policy, its own legal system, in addition to all of their fundamental rules and everything about the way you conduct yourself. And everything about Islam is looking outward. When you ask people that are from a Muslim country, and why they're in a Western country, they tell you to spread Islam. But it's, you know, for them, it's not a bucket list thing. It's a thing they got to do. There are, I'm sure there are some Muslims out there that you would look at them and say, oh my gosh, they're absolutely moderate. But I don't know them in their quieter moments. I don't know what they're like. My problem with Islam is quite different from garden variety anti-Semitism, which is a irrational dislike of Jewish people. That's not my problem with them. So let's start with what we see happening right now in Europe. Now, most Muslims are killed by other Muslims because internally being a Muslim is a very dangerous thing. Very dangerous thing. And they bring that with them, right? They bring that with them. It's not like some Mexican day laborer comes through the right way, gets naturalized, and all of a sudden he's a big Texas Rangers fan. They don't assimilate. They expect us to assimilate to them when they get here. They expect us to change. Islam, when they come to a country, if they're even slightly religious, they heed Muhammad's mandate, which is to conquer. Wherever they go, the goal is always to spread the caliphate. That's why the Muslim mayor of Dearborn, a city that's more than 50% Muslim, when a non-Muslim resident objected to honoring a terrorist, he said, "Although you live here, I want you to know as mayor, you're not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of this city." Now, that was just words. In Europe, the natives are in full retreat, and the Muslims are feeling their oats, and they're using the modern equivalent of fire and sword to make their presence known. In England, where you can't own a steak knife, the Muslims walk around with machetes. But here's a few headlines for you. Like, guard at migrant center, read Islamic housing, had a finger sliced off and skull hacked by a machete while protecting young woman from criminal organizations. Spain, 64% of those arrested for crimes in Basque region are foreigners, Muslims, including 68% of sexual assaults and robberies. France, young Muslims have become increasingly radical. 57% prioritize the rules of Islam over French law. 21% supports Sharia law fully applied. In Berlin, they want to kill me. Police launch investigation after man tries to push anti-Islam Berlin language school dean on the subway tracks. Also in Germany, 24-year-old Algerian on trial for raping 66-year-old disabled woman for hours after breaking into her apartment in Stendal. Also in Germany, Arab-Afghan youth gang accused of severely beating young children in Berlin playground in rich neighborhood known for pro-left politics. Also in Germany, becoming no-go areas, violent crime explodes at German train stations due to mass immigration. See, if you want to look at the two, well, hang on a second. Let me look over here at this phone call. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jack. Yes, sir. Hello. Jack. Come on, Jack.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, this immigration thing goes much further back. This concern over Muslim integration goes much further back than our generation. When Thomas Jefferson was asked about immigration and was it good or bad for the fledgling United States of America, he said he thought it was very good, with the possible exception of the Muslims, who he felt could never integrate with Western culture.
Yeah. He had to deal with the Barbary pirates.
And yes.
deal with them they had to. I mean, it was quite the dealing, but early on, I mean, this is you're right, this is not a new thing. It's just it seems to be a thing that's creeping up on a lot of people that are looking at a lot of stuff except this. Would you agree? I'm losing you, Jack. Where you at, man? How come you keep, what'd you say now?
I said, yes, I agree, and it's just gotten so much worse with the Biden border fiasco.
One of these days, when I have a lot of money, I'm buying every telephonic company in the United States, and I'm running them all out of business and starting fresh. By now, we should have been able to figure out this whole telephonic thing. Unlike Jewish people, where... So I'm being asked about Poland and Hungary. See, in Poland and Hungary, they don't allow Muslims. They'll allow refugees in. They have plenty of Ukrainians in Poland, but they will not allow Muslims in there. Japan does not. When you see Jewish people moving around in mass, they're normally running from something. When you see Muslims moving around in mass, they're invading. They're invading. They didn't come, you know, they didn't go to Dearborn because they wanted to build Chevrolets or they're big Lions fans. They went there because they found a place to go and they built it up. And watch what happens in New York now that Zohran Mamdani is his honor. Watch and see what happens there. They are the, you know, the modern equivalent. It's life imitating art. It's like somebody watched too much of a Star Trek The Next Generation, and these are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. That's why I don't like mass Muslim immigration. Because I know them for what they are. They were an enemy I studied intimately at Fort Campbell because that was our forward deployed area. I know them for what they are. Now, we're seeing a bunch of videos where a bunch of Democrats have decided to get out there and they're talking about unlawful orders. And I'm just wondering, which ones are you talking about? Who's giving out unlawful orders? This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm not going to, I don't mean this to belittle military time, but when you hear about members of Congress with military or intelligence community experience, understand this. Within the intelligence community, for example, you have a bunch of misfits. You have a bunch of people. I mean, I got three of them busted for snorting cocaine one time when I was in charge of quarters, and two of them were my rank. I was a sergeant, so were they. So when you hear someone has intelligence community experience or military experience, don't go, oh, wow, it's Rambo. It isn't. But yeah, they trotted some of them out. And they did a little video, and they were encouraging soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and intelligence officers to disobey orders. Now, let me give you an example of an unlawful order. Private, go get on that fifth floor and jump out and kill yourself. No, sir, that's an unlawful order. Private, go line those people up, all of those civilians that just came out of the orphanage, and execute them. No, sir, that's an unlawful order. Those are unlawful orders. You know? Are they saying that the B-2 pilots should have refused to bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities? That the refuelers should have refused to fly? The military operations are not based upon committee or consensus. Part of the oath, part of the general orders, is you will obey those above you. There isn't time to have a debate sometimes. Should we not, are the ones that are attacking the drug boat, should they disobey? Now, during the Vietnam War, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara recommended and President Johnson approved changing our strategic goal from win to tie. And that occurred on November 5th, 1966, based on domestic political calculations relating to the 1968 election. So this achieved the new goal, and it was to stop the open-ended commitment to victory and establish a troop ceiling beyond which we would not go. They didn't want to call up reserves, and they didn't want this, so they set the ceiling accordingly. William Westmoreland, who was the commander back then, advised that while we would not be defeated with the proposed force, neither would we win. It would be a prescription for an unreasonably protracted conflict. And this was good enough for the Johnson administration. And the Joint Chiefs got into a bit of a scuffle over this with McNamara. And finally, in August 1967, having adjusted the ceiling slightly, McNamara informed the Joint Chiefs that the discussion was over. But the Johnson administration was being criticized by Republicans for its handling of the war, and Johnson wanted to create the impression that he was doing everything possible to support the commander in the field. So he was trying to create a public narrative that was the exact opposite of the truth. But, you know, in the end, we were never going to win the Vietnam War because they decided that was not going to be the goal. And that was not going to be the goal. When you're given an order in the military, you have to trust. See, one of the great things about the military, and I get told this all the time, because I'll be like, well, it wasn't like that in the military. And I'll be reminded, well, you know, Bill, this isn't the military. That's not a feature. That's a shortcoming. Because in the military, with my leaders, there were two things that were going on at any given time. I might not like them, but I did trust them. And I learned how to compartmentalize the like with the trust. And in matters military, the trust had to overcome the personal. And there was no other way to do it. And we did it well. We all did it well. Black, white, plaid, Korean, Samoan, Honduran, Salvadorans, Mexicans. We had them from everywhere. We had them from everywhere. And we did it constantly. And it constantly happens today. It's happening right now today. Right now, soldiers are being told to do some things that you would say, there's just no way, you know. But they do it. And, soldiers know, and this is not a new thing. This is not a new thing. When I was indoctrinated, we were told we would only be given lawful orders and that we did not have to obey unlawful orders. A private E1 who is so low in the ranks that all he has on his uniform is U.S. Army and his name strip can refuse the order of a general if it's unlawful. So we don't need a bunch of these guys getting out there and trying to foment sedition and insurrection within the ranks. Those six Democrats should be dealt with severely. They should be dealt with in such a manner as to where nobody ever doubts that that was a really bad thing to try. There are a lot of things that soldiers get asked to do. Like when they said, let's go Stabo. I didn't say why. I just said where. When they say, let's go, let's walk back from Graffenveer, 135 miles the long way in 3 days. I didn't say why. I said, okay, let me get my big bottle of Motrin. If we didn't do it that way, you guys would be speaking German or Japanese or maybe a hodgepodge. But we don't. We do it the way we do it. And that's why we're in this mess we are today. We enabled all of the comforts that you have and enjoy, and we squandered all of that. But that's a story for a different day. Now, I'm going to tell you about the supply chain, and I'm going to use a film that one of my distant relatives was in to do it. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.